now the darkest, you know.
Did you get your $400 state permit?
No, it don't happen until next year. July of next year, I gotta have that. You ready?
Okay, let's open up the study session for the Board of Directors for the Colorado City Metropolitan District, Tuesday, August 13th, 2024.
Okay, first thing on the agenda, I have someone that's interested in leasing the 40 acres next to the gravel pit for cows. We looked at this, what was it, 2 years ago, about horses. They never went through with it, so what we're looking at is probably $10 a pair. That would be, and then they would be responsible for the fence. It'd be $10 a pair per month to do it. We have all the rights to tell them it's time to get off, but we have to give them a notification. Just was interested whether the board would be interested in doing it.
Hey.
Going ahead and...
Board. Any questions?
I did have one concern, Jim, on section 5.1, where it says the tenant shall use the said land only for pasturing up to blank cows.
Yeah.
And then in 5.3, the landlord may, if it considers that the land is overgrazed, by notice in writing to the tenant, require that the number of horses maintained thereon.
Like I said, it was originally written for horses, but I can put cows there.
Yeah.
I'm glad you...
I just put number of livestock.
Livestock.
Unless we're only going to allow cattle. Are we going to allow the horses?
I probably wouldn't want to allow the horses.
Okay.
Because
I agree.
The horses will eat the grass down further.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll actually turn it into wasteland if you let them.
I'll just change horses to cows. Yeah, I was going through it, trying to skip going on. They're responsible for their own water. Just even on that line.
How big a parcel is that?
40 acres.
Any other questions?
I know the last time you were in favor of it, if you wanted to do it, but if going from horses to cows would be better.
As long as we're not responsible for nothing, I don't care.
Yeah. So we're at.
Next item, GMS report on the North Park sewer.
Yeah, with the field survey, came back that it'd be $7,200 for them to do the field survey. That would probably be getting plans of giving us options. One of the things that we looked at was one of the options was taking the line to the north, between the two houses on the north side, and dropping all three of them into a manhole to a gravity-fed line back off of Whitesnake. We looked and searched for the other manhole out there. At this point, we didn't find it, so it might be more to add another extension onto that to do it. So that's what we're trying to do, is get see what it's going to cost to do it. That's what the survey would do. That was one of the options. The other option, after talking to him, he says we'd have to come down and do a total revamp. He says the only other option is your three pumps or four pumps that are on the end down there. They're only E1s, and they're not E2s. Or E1,
yeah,
that have the higher capacity, so that might be why they're not pushing in your, their pits are backing up. So
Only problem, may I?
No,
Chairman. The only problem I have with that theory is that it worked for years and years and years with these E1s. So something has changed.
They don't have E1s in the last four houses.
Yeah, but they've worked, though, how long, though, before here recently?
Probably about 2 years. Because Adam and Aaron's been there, what, about a year and a half, two?
2 years,
since
maybe.
They, yeah.
So worked for about 2 years straight, and then all of a sudden it went to hell.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And that's why my theory still is that you had that house that sat for so long, and that's where all of our junk's getting passed down the line.
And this engineering design or this GMS is going to go in there for the $7,200. They'll go in there, evaluate the system, and tell us what the problem is.
Hopefully, that's what the plan is. That's what I'm expecting out of them.
Well, they're engineers, so yeah. I hope it's not hopefully.
No, that's what I'm asking for.
So they're okay. they're going to evaluate the entire system along with this one proposal?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Did they give you any estimated... Once we move forward with it, and when they could be here?
They could, they have them, but I can find out as soon as I can put a prod in that this is important.
Any other questions?
Next item, you have GMS ARPA payout. This is still on the tanks and figuring them out. They have been working on the new PRV, getting it together and what they need to put it on tally at the bottom so that way we can hook in and loop the system. This is what they have for this month. And it will be part of the ARPA payment.
Any questions?
No.
The next one is the road access review. We had a little discussion on it. I know Neil and Greg were supposed to get together on it and talk to some contractors and stuff that they wanted to have a meeting kind of discussion before we move any forward. I just kept it in here to keep.
Yeah, Neil hasn't. I talked to him once about it, but he's been pretty busy, I guess. So we haven't had a chance to get with the contractors. I'll talk to him again, though.
One thing I would add, Jim, on 7.9D, where we're requiring a 95% proctor density compaction, that we require them to give us the compaction test at the time of the inspection, because there's nothing in there stipulating to prove that they actually met 95%.
Upon completion.
Yeah. From some geotechnical firm prior to approval.
And that's on, but that's on where?
That's on the road access.
Compaction.
That they were talking about.
Just getting the compaction test to prove that it's actually 95%.
Okay.
Is it, you're going kind of off of what the Buffalo County does.
Yeah. Okay.
Not as stringent, I guess.
And then the application fee, $25 for both the administration and the inspection, seems a little low to me. You're gonna have time in office time and inspection time, and it may be more than one inspection. I would bump that up to at least $50, cover our costs a little bit.
Okay, I'll leave that to the next one we put out. We can talk a little bit about.
Any other input or questions?
9 years on the beach.
Okay. Hey, next, I have 7 Woodbine. What happened is there was a miscommunication in December that we weren't taking taps. They came in January, taking tap fees. Well, they came in January, and the tap fees were up to $25, and it took $25,000 instead of the $20,000 the year before on that December. There was a mix-up within our office. I don't know whether who was or whatever. I point fingers. It's just that it was miscommunicated. So they came in and paid it in February 1st, and then they thought they had a gravity feed sewer line, which it is on the Forest Main. So they're asking, in a way, if there was some way we could relieve them in one way or the other. Give them their $5,000 extra back because they were ready to pay their tap fees in December, or move forward as to helping with their grinder pump or whatever to go into that system.
So they're not asking for their entire tap fee back, just the difference?
Yeah, just the $5,000 difference.
And that was on our end?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the year before we did put a moratorium on from December to January, and whereas this last year we didn't put a moratorium. We knew we were going to go up, but we never put a moratorium on.
Yeah. So first of all, my very first question is do you think it's smart to put another house on that system?
Well,
we don't have a choice.
Yeah, at this point we don't have a choice. And we don't have a problem on the end of it. It's the bottom end that we have a problem.
Well, I know, but it's all going to the bottom end.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons. It would be one of the reasons for, but they would have to have a regular E1 grinder in that pit, not just a pump, which that makes a difference between all of them.
Okay, and there's no way to get them to a gravity. There's no line over there, even within 100 yards of them,
nothing,
to get them into a gravity.
No.
Okay, I yield.
That's the last lot on Woodbine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Aren't all those on grinder pumps?
Pardon?
Aren't all those on grinder pumps? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but all of this side, all of the stuff that Baker has in the village, that all goes another direction.
Yeah.
Whereas ours starts at the cul-de-sac there and goes around the golf course.
I think it's your due diligence to figure that out before you come and pay your tap fee. Personally, she shouldn't. I don't know. I think that a lot of them are on grinder pumps.
Yeah, all of them. All of them down there on grinder pumps. Yeah. The only thing is you do have
an easy thing to find out.
You do have manholes all through there, so it looks like you do have a sewer system, but it isn't there. It's all a pressure system.
Yeah, all that area is. So I think that's pretty easy to find out. I don't know why they didn't know.
They're actually here. If they
that's pretty common in that area.
They did not disclose it.
Yeah. But
it should have been disclosed when we pulled our tap fees. And basically what we're asking is that, one, we tried to pay our tap fees in December, and we were told
I understand that part.
And then when we did pay our tap fees in February, they did not disclose that we were on a pressurized system and that we would be required to do that. So when we designed the house, we designed it for a gravity flow, so we set the house up higher to be able to do that, and that means more fill, more extra cost for us for the lot, preparing the lot to do the gravity feed. So what we're asking is somehow meet us in the middle, help us out, you know, because there was so much miscommunication on your end of not disclosing all these things.
Well, I just mean, I would have known that before I even bought the lot. I would have known that.
Sorry, I'm not you.
I understand.
So it was grinder system, gravity system aside, it was miscommunication on our part. They were ready to pay. They were in the office and ready to pay in December.
Yes. Checkbook out, ready to write.
Yeah, okay.
And that's the gist of...
That's the gist. For me, anyway, that's the gist.
Of this.
The rest of it is irrelevant to me. They were here in December, mm-hmm. ready to pay, mm-hmm. and we told them they couldn't pay.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to know.
So that's why I'm saying, and after talking to him, I said, well, would this be enough of the 5,000 difference that you did? Is this enough difference to make it right? And that would actually almost pay for your grinder pump.
Well, it'll pay for about just under half. But by the same token, I don't know if you saw the email I had sent you Sunday. That, you know, we're not asking you for refunding it. Just credit our account because we're going to be paying you sewer and water fees once the house is built. We're not asking you to refund money. We're just asking you to recognize that you made a mistake.
Yeah, I got it.
Or like I hate to put it off that long because $5,000 over.
Yeah, and that's
years.
Up to you. I'm just trying to be.
But whereas we can purchase the pump and the pit and stuff that way through us, which would save you sales tax wise and stuff.
Okay, and that would work okay with me too.
I think I would prefer the clean break on that.
Yeah. Yep, I would too.
I'm just trying to be open to help everybody, you know,
yeah. So that's any further on that?
Any other discussion?
Yeah. We had another one of those, Unit 29, Lot 20. They had problems getting their house built, and they went to tax return. If you noticed, I put in our rules and regs on that.
Yeah.
We do not return it. The tap fee will go towards that lot. If somebody else wants to buy that lot from them, they can get their tap fee out of it that way, and then the person that's buying the lot, they'll just have to pay the difference for whatever it was.
Yep.
I just had to put it in there. She asked to go to the board, and I said the board's probably going to do that because that's what we've done in the past, and that's how it's going to be for through our rules and regs.
Any other questions on that? No.
Okay, next, I have Resolution 8, 2024, adopting hazard mitigation plan. Right now, Pueblo County and surrounding areas, we're doing the hazardous mitigation. It is right now in review, but for us to be able to apply for grants through hazardous HHPD, they want us to have a resolution saying that we would accept Pueblo County's hazardous mitigation plan. If you notice in there, on the section one, in accordance with Colorado City, district rules and regulations, the board of directors adopt. It says may require revisions to meet the plan approval requirements. Changes occurred after adoption will not require the Colorado City to readopt. That's one of the things because since it's in review, there's probably going to be things that FEMA is going to look at and say, well, we won't accept this, or we want you to add this to it, where we don't have to come back and readopt the plan. This also gives us leverage into a grant, which I've already applied for it, got all the information into it, the application, everything, and they're looking at it right now, and it's part of this, and it will be like a 75% match, which would be $2 million on the dam for the grant. So I just need the board to accept the resolution.
Okay. May I got a question?
Yes.
Okay, so we are basically accepting their Pueblo County's hazardous mitigation rules. Is that what this is?
Their plan, which we have been working on it since.
Who's we?
The EOM, the emergency officer, which is Joshua Johnson.
I'm on that committee, if you guys hear me.
Yeah, and we've been working on it for about a year and a half.
It's an EOC.
What's the downside to this for Colorado City?
It's not that. I mean, you're matching part of the money for the dam is what it is. So all that is, we have the same plan for Pueblo. If the dam breaches, how high the floodwaters are going to get, what's going to be affected downstream, what resources are going to be pulled in to meet the demands at the time.
No obligations by Colorado City, no downsides.
This is strictly emergency management.
Okay.
It shouldn't be a financial burden on the district.
And with this, it goes into FEMA now. If with it being a hazardous dam, they want to stop it from breaching and stuff. So that's why they want to invest the money into the dam to forehead any possible. Loss of life, property, whatever.
Okay, awesome.
So,
thank you, Justin.
And the thing is within that plan, you know, it talks about infrastructure, it talks about any of the plant, any of that, which we put in for generators, we put in for part of the pretreatment, we put in for the dam itself, for pumps and stuff that we would need.
This allows you access to the federal money through FEMA to work on
okay.
Whatever part of the system are going to aid in public safety.
No, Mike, the only reason why I had any reservations about that is you know the scariest words in the world.
Rules you adopt.
I'm the government. I'm here to help you. Okay. Thank you.
Exactly.
Any questions on that? Okay, next you have resolution 09-2024, it was what Neil brought up, adopting this would be in opposition of statewide proposal initiative 50 and 108, which that they want to. Special districts are no longer dependent on property tax revenues, and that the other type of governments would take on money for special districts and different things like that. That's why we wouldn't have a place at the chair anymore for taxes. That and there, I haven't been able to get a lot of research in on it. I know Neil's been working on it, so if you want to table it until Neil gets here, I would rather have that. I don't know whether you guys have looked at it any since.
No, we could probably table it until Neil gets here.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I know he was the one that was doing the research on it. There was something that came through SDA that recommends that special districts do oppose it, because it will hurt special districts. Whereas right now, SDA is trying to get special districts recognized federally as receivers, because right now, a lot of your federal funding has to go through Pueblo County, and then it comes to the district.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask Neil on this, but because I'm trying to figure out how a 4% cap is going to hurt us.
Yeah, there's quite a bit to it.
There's got to be quite a bit more than just what they're saying here.
I haven't had enough time. I've been dealing with
We can table that when it comes to it.
Okay. So next I have CCAAC reviews. We have three of them in there. I know one is a house, one is a shed, and one is a fence rear yard. The only one that concerns me, and I don't know, Bob, if you were in the discussion with Randy on that.
I was not.
There was a, they're looking at building a shed out on Camelot, where there is no water, there is no sewer. The only thing it is it's an A3 property. So due to Pueblo County rules, you can build a shed or shelter for animals on your, being that it is an A. But in our covenants-wise, you have to have a house before you can have a shed, so.
On A properties too?
On any property in that zone, in that unit.
Is that a metro-maintained road, or is that even a maintained road?
No, it isn't even a maintained road.
Okay.
Because what you have is Trelesa runs this way, and Lawrence runs down off of Trelesa. That takes you back to, like, Greenhorn Road. And it's the first one, as soon as you top the hill, it's a run off to the left at Scamalot. The thing is it's a two, I looked it up, it was 2.5 acres lot. So it is, that's why it is agricultural zone.
So, Bob, are you aware of this in the covenants? Because I'm not aware of what he's talking about.
As far as?
As far as on an A property that you have to have a house.
For Pueblo County. Yeah.
For Pueblo County, you can do it, I know. And I'm not aware in the covenants, and I haven't read them book to book, but A properties you should be able to build a shed and a fence on without a house.
You're going back to, I don't recall things like that, inner covenants, that's a county thing. I do know by unit is how we specify what Jim said.
That's the reason why I'm asking you, in the covenants for the unit.
Yeah, he said county ag, it would be okay, but now in our covenants, we don't address it as that, as the same. We address it as covenants and say.
That's what I'm asking. Is it written in our covenants? Have you actually seen it?
I haven't.
I think almost every unit you have to have a dwelling to.
I don't want to think though. I want to actually see it in writing.
It is. It is. I can pull it.
It is.
It is.
Okay, if you will get me a copy of those covenants after the meeting,
yeah,
I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because I want to actually see it in writing.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't believe anybody, but it's trust but verify.
But it says any lots in this unit, it specifies it.
Because if the covenants say no, then no, we can't do it.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that to the board's attention.
We need to make sure we vote on these ones separately.
Yeah. Exactly, because I just see that it being an issue is somebody builds a shed and then all of a sudden there's somebody living in with a porta potty next to it.
Yeah.
And that has happened in the past.
Yeah.
You built a shed.
Yep. And then moved into it.
Is that living? I know there's a set of covenants in Sarah's drawer. So.
Which unit was it?
20.
30.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is.
Unit 30?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, just got the.
We have people speaking.
Yes,
all right. In order for the business of the board to be conducted in a most effective and expeditious manner, it is necessary that all persons present maintain a demeanor of civility toward the board, staff, and each other. Conduct that appears threatening or aggressive will not be tolerated. Shouting, speaking out of order, or the use of offensive gestures similarly are not acceptable. Such behavior shall constitute the forfeiture of your right to remain in attendance and may, as a point of order brought to the board's attention by counsel, or any board member, including the chairperson, resulting in your being asked to leave the meeting by the chairperson or, upon your refusal, being escorted out of the meeting by the proper authority.
Okay, first down is Dennis.
Okay,
This one is for you. I'm fighting with Pueblo County on getting our road paved. So, first of all, I'm requesting that you, I'm officially requesting that you go to the county, just as you did for the people that brought it to about Bent Brothers Road. Okay? You can use the same justification. You know, we don't want to drive on a dirt road, get our cars dusty and dirty. And we want to be able to drive on a good road to 165 rather than pulling onto Cibola, which, you know, is extremely dangerous. And then secondly, I'll read this. This here is justification that the head of the roads department used for when they got called into the county commissioners because of this. They wrote that it's to benefit the Rye Rural Fire Department, prevent washboarding rutting on gravel roads, which could hinder the feasible routes for first responders. And Colorado Boulevard, unlike Bent Brothers, we actually have houses on our road. So it should be more of a justification to get it done. So I'm requesting that you go to the county.
Can you send me that language so I can put it into the email or...
Okay. All right, and they're expecting.
Yep.
They're expecting you to get in touch with them because I talked to them today, again. Thank you.
Yep.
Is that it?
You only have one.
You only have one today.
God, I'm sorry, guys.
Well, you know, the last time you gave it four, so
yeah, I did four last time. Yeah. Next time, I'll catch up next time.
Okay. Next up,
Bob. Mr. Chairman, I was asking. I didn't see it on the agenda here. Are you going to discuss or vote on HB 1267?
That was the fines and fees for covenants.
The last meeting, he was going to talk to the attorney and confirm some stuff, and then we were going to address it.
I don't believe we have talked to the attorney about that, have we?
No. No.
So the answer is no, we're not going to discuss that.
Is there, I don't have a full board here
yet. Yeah. Is there a time, because you know, you've mentioned, the board has mentioned, you know, we have a time limit on that.
Yes, first of the year.
Which is kind of ambiguous because it relates back to another Colorado statute. And so I think we need a reading from the attorney on that. It says, you know, by January 1st, but then it refers you back to a previous Colorado statute. So that's kind of ambiguous as far as because the association was started in 63 and it refers back to when it was started. So there's some question there is, do we actually have a January 25 drop dead date? And if we do, we need to be doing something, or are we just going to let it run out and continue with the issues we have?
Yeah, we need to work towards that end. In my opinion, that needs to be a full board decision. So we need to discuss that with our attorney and get that set up on the agenda.
Can that happen by next?
Yeah. I'll have Neil in on it, whoever wants to come in, and we'll have the discussion because it's kind of hard sometimes with
Any other comments?
That was it.
Hey, Jim?
Yeah.
Just a point on our address. It's 9 Woodbine.
It's 9.
Not 7.
Not 7.
Yeah, Karen would be really shocked if you came and done it.
Let's close the study session and open the regular board meeting, Board of Directors for Colorado City Metropolitan District, Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. Stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
a moment of silent reflection. Okay, quorum check. We do have a quorum. We have two excused absences, Ray Davis and Neil Elliott. We do have a quorum. Can I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I'll make a motion. We approve the agenda.
Craig, do you want to add Nine Woodbine on there too for agenda items?
I make a motion that we approve the agenda and add Nine. Is it Vinewood?
Woodbine.
Nine Woodbine to the agenda.
I'll second that.
Okay.
How many votes, Sarah?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
I vote yes. Can we get a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion at this time that we approve the minutes for a regular meeting July 30th, 2024, and for CCACC meeting July 30th, 2024.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Bills payable.
Can get a motion for bills payable.
I'll second.
Any discussion on bills payable?
You can see the invoices for things over $5,000. I have them here. It's just basically our chemicals and our engineering and stuff.
Was natural gas on this one? I don't see it.
No, it's not. It's
okay. Then I don't have any questions.
The only one is
well, there
was
I
one
get
thing
it.
That we did is Arkansas Valley Propane. We went ahead and bought a head because it was at $1.09 a gallon, whereas in the wintertime.
Really?
Yeah, so we bought up to the max that we could buy.
Yeah, no joke, $1.09 a gallon.
So
wow.
That way.
You've seen that for years.
We need to get a set up that we can fill up our little tanks. For our
and it was $1.09, not $2.09.
It was $1.09.
Mm-hmm. You prepay in advance. We pay you $1,900, and we'll basically pretty much have our whole winter taken care of.
Wow. Cool.
Any other questions or concerns? All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, operational reports. I'll try and run through pretty quick here.
Was it 12?
No new for golf course. You see from last year to this year, we're about, we forgot to change the notepad. We were at 79,000 this year. Last year we were at 71,000. For the year to date, we're almost 33,000 ahead in golf side. As for maintenance side, we had 1.3 tenths of an inch of precipitation between 7th and August 8th. Between July 7th and August 8th, normal operations, spraying greens, fairways, tees, approaches, fertilized. We had got one used 2019 Jacobson rough mower that was paid for by CTF fund in the fall. Metro Hollygott was awarded $90,000 for the CTF. That's how we ended up getting one rough mower, two greens mowers, which we've got already, one Toro blade for the Sand Pro, a large Toro Workman utility vehicle, one large international tractor with bucket and rear blade. one electric bell for front line, main line irrigation, one set, three the brand new greens reels for one of the greens mowers, and we still have $11,000 left to spend. So we're looking at things to
and we're going to spend it, correct?
Yeah, don't worry, Mark already
it's gonna
has
be by the end of the year.
Okay.
Mark already has
because I think CTF funds, if memory serves me right, used to be like 110. Until somebody got the wise idea not to spend money.
Yeah, no, they were a little tight this year. July for water wastewater report. From June 25th to July 25th, the water plant produced a total of 18,770,000 gallons of water. We removed and replaced the filter skid one. We also changed the O-rings on skid one as well. At this point, we have no new filters. We have 96 used filters and pinned and on standby. The head gate basin has been drained. Jason is in class this week. Preparing for his D-test. No one has tested from CCMD for over 7 years. Colorado Pump has started repair on Rodeo and Summit well pumps. We lost Clearwell Pump 501. It is in Springs being rebuilt. The wastewater plant received 7.6 million gallons of raw water, treated and released 8.3. We passed the wet test again. Wet means whole effluent exhausted. Utility report from the 16th of August 12th, water sewer taps. We had a water break intersection of Beckwith and V Hill. Fire hydrant maintenance on Woodbine, Lunar, Trapper's Trail, Andrew Drive. That's why we had a little bit of brown water the last couple of days, is we're testing hydrants to make sure that we can open them. We've ran across a couple of hydrants that they haven't been opened in a while, and they're rusty, so they're tearing them apart, pulling the heads off, and cleaning them up and oiling them to get them going. Filter strainer maintenance at the water plant, Clearwell pump pulled and sent to Colorado Springs for repairs. Ball field water line relocated with fire hydrant and services installed. Headgate silt cleaning. Our headgate, we got to a point where it was so silted in, we ended up contracting Matt and Joe to come in and clean it out. Now there's a great big pond there. You can almost go fishing in it, huh?
Great. Yeah. Yeah. It got so bad that we couldn't get water to my collection gate. And the silt had built up and
from these heavy rains. Just pushing down. If you go to the last page before I go to the dam report, I got this afternoon. We were able, with Christy's help and Natasha, they were able to pull it together. Your water summary, I know we haven't had it in a while. We did bill for 11, almost 12 million gallons, so our leaks are getting better. We're finding them. As for usage of standby, we sold 191,700 gallons. Sewer, between the two plants, you're looking at 19,000 and 215,000. Water plant, it used almost, it's a million something there, because it's 311,588 and 72,350, so. And then golf course was 511,000 gallons that they used. So total gallons was, it should be 1,762,000 gallons. So you're down to now where we're about 5 million gallons from what we produced to what we sold that we didn't get down for.
What's that percentage?
You mean 500,000?
No, 5 million. You're still, because we produced still 18.
Okay.
And we're counting it slowly as to where we're getting it. And I got to redo these numbers. I didn't get a chance to add all of them together, but it still doesn't look right that it's 700. It should be like a million or 2 million, 700,000. Also, your standpipe is on the backside as to, I know we had a problem with the brown water, and there was, it's showing that it was at $46 a thousand, but actually it was, it's at 60,000. We've calibrated it, but we've had to also give out water that we had brown water replaced, and they didn't mark it in the book to say, hey, we wrote off 1,000 gallons here or whatever. So that's why I brought the numbers down as to that. But we're set right at $60 a thousand on the sample. Okay, Lake Beckwith measurements for the weekly report for the 30th and the 8th. We lost 0.4 tenths of an inch in the lake. We went from 14.8 to 14.4. We're still running 1.5 gallons out of the 4, a quart out of the 6 inch. Seep is down. We're 0.14 and our pit is dry. Zometer. We have 1 and 2 moved up, 0.3 per tenths, 4 stayed consistent, 5 stayed consistent, 6 stayed consistent, 11 went up 0.6, P12 went up 0.1, and we went down 0.4 tenths in of a foot in the lake. And that's all my operations. For your attorney report, I did, since it is kind of confidential, since there is an address and stuff in there, I did put in the letter for terminating. All I need is the board to turn around and say, send it out, and we'll send it out and go by the letter. And then also, in the attorney's report, the response for our enforcement order as to preferred strategy expectations and classifications. They're trying to add more and more to this enforcement letter, which we had the discussion today for almost an hour and a half, and we're still going back and forth with it.
Mr. Chairman, may I?
Sure.
So on the attorney's report, should we have added that to the agenda?
No.
Do we need to vote on that?
No. All you have to do is give me direction to send out the letter to the board. Because since you don't want to put it out public because it has names and addresses on it.
So how do you want that direction given to you?
Just say...
send the letter out?
Yeah.
Send the letter out. Then these two got to tell you.
Send the letter.
Okay, that's all I need. You know, don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I just wasn't quite sure how we were going to do that without voting.
I don't know who has newsletters this month. Sorry, did it last month. Neil did it a month before. I think it's back to Ray.
Yeah, it's either Ray or Neil. That much I do know.
I say we do Neil because I'm after Ray, and I would just assume wait a while. So they're not here, so I say we go ahead and do Neil.
No, Neil went before.
Hey, we didn't ask you.
I'm just straight.
Let's just put Neil down as the next one, okay? I think we're good with that, aren't you? Okay.
Sounds good.
I'll tell him he's been
please.
I'm just glad mine's over.
Just tell him not to miss any more meetings.
That's all that matters.
No, I'm not.
Okay, next on the agenda, you have agenda items. Lease for future gravel pit for cattle.
Do we need to amend that to for the correction, or just, I don't think so.
No, just that. You okay for the manager to write up the contract and lease?
Can we get a motion to approve the...
I'll make a motion that we approve the lease for future gravel pit for cattle.
Can we get a second?
think that's got to be you, because she's got to step aside on
it. I've got a conflict here. I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, GMS survey.
I'll make a motion that we approve the GMS survey for ARPA funds.
Second.
No, this one is for just the survey.
Oh, just the survey.
No,
oh. No, I got ahead of myself. Okay.
Yeah, the $7,500 for the sewer system, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
I'll make a motion that we approve the GMS survey for the North Park sewer system.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, now you have GMS ARPA funds.
I make a motion at this time that we approve the... Is there a number on this one or just the GMS?
Yeah, it's
3,000.
For pay request 20 and 21.
So I make a motion at this time that we approve the GMS pay request for 20 and 21 ARPA funds.
I'll second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next you have Resolution 8, 2024, adopting hazard mitigation plan.
I make a resolution at this time that we adopt 8-2024 hazard mitigation plan for Pueblo County.
All in favor say aye.
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 No, Resolution 9-2024, opposition of 50 and 108. Would you like to?
I make a motion that we table that until next meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay. Okay, next we have Nine Woodbine. $5,000.
I'll make a motion that we refund $5,000 from Nine Woodbine tap fee.
In either cash or equipment?
In cash.
Would you rather have cash or equipment?
It's what's best for the district.
Cash.
In equipment, it'd probably be better for you.
Okay.
Through our guy, and that way, our guy, if he installs it and stuff, it's gives you a 3-year warranty. Whereas
if a contractor installs the E1, like I told you before, you only have a 2-year warranty. If it's certified, which is where we get the E1s, if he installs it, you have a 5-year warranty.
But I don't have to use your guy.
Yes, if he's got to be certified through E1.
Give us the money, because right now he's coming really, really high.
Okay.
Make a motion that we refund the $5,000 overpayment in cash for Nine Woodbine tap fee.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Next, we have CCAAC, new construction. We have the fence at 1379 Stanley Avenue. You have 4612 East Jefferson, a house. And then Unit 30, Lot 110, a shed. So if you want to separate them or do the two of them.
So I make a motion at this time that we approve 1379 Stanley Avenue, fence, rear yard, and 4612 East Jefferson House.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 I make a motion at this time that we deny the shed on Unit 30, Lot 110, based on covenants.
I'll second that. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, I have no action items at this time for CCAC. Next is old business road resolution. You're still working on it. North Park update, we went through that. We received for North Park, we did receive the valves in. Now it's just timing between Little Diggers and our guys to get the valves.
Do we have an ETA?
No, I don't. I want to. I just found out today that the valve came.
Am I still going to be on the board?
Yes.
Just asking.
Yeah, you will. I'm trying to get it done this month for sure.
Okay.
But now that we got the valve, we got all our parts, we got everything in. All it is setting up the combination of our guys and Little Diggers and finding a night to do it. Because it's kind of hard with these thunderstorms, too. You don't want to have them digging with lightning.
Can we get the notification in multiple sources that yes. there's going to be an overnight yes. water outage?
Well,
within at least 48 hours ahead of time.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing is having a written letter that we can take to the doors of everybody that's going to be affected.
Okay.
Put it in Facebook
so,
and go that route. Have multiple
so are we looking within weeks?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Matt and Joe to see what their schedule is
okay.
to get it set up. Like I said, I just got the valve in today. I want to make sure everything's here before we say, okay, we're going to do it this day, and we're just short on parts. So, but we got everything in. So that's, and our permits were okay through the county, so we're all good.
Cool. That's amazing that we got permits for the county.
It only took a month.
Took me 8 months when I built my building.
That's all I have for old business. Anybody else? Okay, new business. I have nothing at this time.
Any correspondence?
I have none other than the one that was in the packet that I put the regulations in.
And then, Mr. Chair, I would make a recommendation on the executive session that we wait until all board members are present.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I want to get moving on it, but I agree it needs to be all five of us. So we will postpone the executive session until all five members are here.
Yep. Okay, was there any more information that you wanted other than what I put in there?
Was Carolyn going to join this?
I couldn't have her.
Okay, can we set that up for the next meeting?
Yeah.
Please.
So you want me to make a motion then to table it till next meeting?
Yes, that would be perfect.
So I'll make a motion at this time that we table the executive session till the next board meeting.
Second. Motioned and second. All in favor say aye.
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 I make a motion at this time that we get out of this place.
Second.
You can't leave yet.
Why? Sign checks? God bless.
Meeting's over.
You always want me to sign stuff, man. I'll be right back.
Okay. Is your email still GH Valley?
Yes.
Okay.
Colo City manager at
GH Valley. Three of us signed.
Yeah, don't have luxury.
I understand the communication thing, but we can't take responsibility about not knowing that because that's just like people coming in here and saying, oh, I didn't know I could park a truck in front of the over there. It's the same thing.
I know. Actually, Sarah's the second one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's on here, so Neil's going to have to sign on me.
So, I'll let you do it because I'm.
Yeah.
The
9-1
resolution 9.
Oh, okay. Okay, this one for you. Okay, 9. Okay, what do you want on resolution 9?
Do you want to pull yours out?
brother.
Resolution 9?
Yeah.
Okay, so no need to get it. Okay, so hold it. Okay.
That's your check.
Yeah. Somebody else too.
To justify why they did that, right? He came up with this